Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Woodsman. Woodsman called me, and we did a very interesting cuckold session. Now, you all must realize that Woodsman is totally addicted to Mandy, and basically I am his mistress. His ex-wife has some real time control with him now, as a few months ago she moved back into the house with Woodsman. Woodsman, for some unaccountable reason, thought that his ex was going to give him some pussy. Now, Woodsman, isn't that a little naive of you to think that she would? I mean, I doubt if you had any while you were married. And I guess she just tricked you. I guess you just were hoping. Now, for those of you who are new to Woodsman, Woodsman is a real-time cuckold. He's had many girlfriends over the years that have treated him in the, I guess you would call it, cuckold style. Like they didn't say, you're going to be a cuckold. It would just sort of develop into the relationship. While he was in college, one girl, I mean, she would, you know, take off with one of the guys to his dorm room and leave Woodsman waiting, and he'd show up at this party and she'd be in the bedroom having sex with this guy. And another girl told him she was going out with her girlfriends and she was like up on some hill in some forest naked having sex with one of his friends. I mean, he's actually walked in on his girlfriend having sex with his friend and them asking him to bring them breakfast in bed, and he fed scrambled eggs to this girl while she was riding his best friend. I mean, that's humiliation. I mean, at the very highest level. I mean, what else is there? So these are all true experiences, and Woodsman's ex-wife, she moved in, and, you know, a day or two went by and suddenly a young guy appeared and she moved him into the house, a young lover, and he was sleeping with her right in Woodsman's house. Woodsman had to go to the upstairs. His wife, ex-wife, and boyfriend moved into the downstairs bedroom, eventually even taking the big screen TV with them so that Woodsman had really no entertainment. I mean, he could listen to them humping, I guess. So, anyway, Woodsman's wife does all kinds of naughty things to Woodsman, his ex-wife. Please note, if I call her his wife, it's ex-wife. They are divorced, but she really enjoys humiliating Woodsman, and she loves having these young guys. I mean, she needs a lot of cock, and oh, she loves coming, and Woodsman has a 3-inch cock. I mean, he's a loser, and he's a great guy. I mean, he's a great guy, has a job, and his ex has total control of his finances. We used to do more calls until she stepped into the picture, but it's good. I mean, I control him online, and she controls him, real-time, so it's a nice mix. He's been wearing a chastity device, and he is supposed to be taking it off this upcoming July 1st. I've extended it a month. Now, this is what happened. She moved a new guy, not into the house yet, but she did come up with this new guy. It's somebody that Woodsman works with, another very young guy. I mean, she's 39, he's like in his 20s. They were at a bar, and she told Woodsman that they should act like they were fighting. And then she went over and told this young guy about it and cried on his shoulder. And the next thing you know, she comes home at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So they went out a couple of times and I guess went at it. And when Woodsman went to work, he walked up to this young guy and asked him what was going on with his ex-wife and him. And the young guy basically said nothing and lied. But meanwhile, he went around this place Woodsman works at and told everyone that he had been banging Woodsman's ex-wife. The young guy scored the older woman. Well, Woodsman now is humiliated at work. I mean, they did not know that Woodsman was treated this way by his ex. I mean, nobody had any idea. So anyway, the ex-wife told Woodsman that if I agreed, she would have 1 minute of sex with Woodsman with a condom. So my birthday is coming up July 15th, and I told Woodsman if he gave me a nice birthday present, like a tribute, I would let him have the 1 minute. Well, Woodsman just went berserk. He started saying, "Oh, I thought you were a cuckold dress. You're not supposed to do something like that. I can't believe I can send you a little extra money and I can have sex." Well, anyway, it snapped me right out of being so generous, and I told him not only did I change my mind, but I wanted him to put the cock cage back on for another month, and he wasn't getting any sex with his wife. Not a minute, not a second. And that's it. Now, Woodsman does serve his wife orally from time to time. I mean, she does let him do that. And, he's been asking me, what can he do that would be different? And, I mean, I gotta say, Woodsman's done pretty much everything, so it's hard to come up with something different. But since he's in chastity and, there's no release for him, maybe some prostate milking would be good. That's what I suggested. And he wanted to know how that was done and who would do it. And I said, well, your ex would do it. And you would keep your cock cage on. And she would stick her finger in his butt, milk his prostate. And that gooey cum would just come dripping out. No orgasm or anything. It would just, get rid of the pressure. And I thought that would be good. And I think that's pretty humiliating, too. Well, anyway, he said she wouldn't stick her finger up his butt, so I said, well, we're going to have to get a dildo or a butt plug then. Or maybe one we can put on the wall and you can milk yourself and she could watch. I mean, that might be amusing. Or maybe the two of them could watch. What do you say, Woodsman? So another month of chastity. No sex, no pussy, no coming, no orgasms. And I guess maybe some prostate milking. And maybe you could wash that young guy's car and start doing a little extra cooking for them and waiting on them like the cuckold servant you grew to be the last time she had a guy in the house. I mean, did he move into the house yet? What's the deal? Or did she meet somebody else? Maybe she's got another lover by the time I talk to you the next time, Woodsman. I mean, she is a hot mama, isn't she? So, Woodsman, who are you addicted to? Mandy. Who owns you and controls you? Mandy. How's that little 3-inch acorn of yours, loser? You thinking about having sex? Well, you may as well not. Oh, and maybe you'd like to worship some of my pictures, because that's about as close to having sex as you're going to have, isn't it? And I'll talk to you soon, Woodsman. Bye-bye. Mwah! And remember, another month of chastity.